an X for the boxes that should remove, and an O, a green O, for boxes that are okay. This is very difficult to do with current RFID, even with some of the location tracking RFID. So the solution we are proposing at Mitsubishi is called RFIG, Radio Frequency Identity and Geometry, and it's a system that finds location of tags by doing two modifications. The tags themselves have a very tiny microsensor attached to it, and the RF reader has an optical communicator, maybe a projector, attached to it. So let me show you a movie of how the system works. So let's say there's a manager who wants to walk into this warehouse and find which boxes have products that are about to expire. He takes a pocket projector and sends this optical code and figures out which boxes have bad products. And the ones here which are green are okay, and the red ones are not. I guess the colors are not very clear here. And then he can even leave annotations for the employee saying those are the three that he should throw away. Then the employee comes in with his own pocket projector and RF reader and does similar striping with optical communication and retrieves annotations left by the manager that those are the three boxes I should throw away. Maybe the others are okay. I don't care about them. Let me show you the movie one more time. So now each of these boxes have radio frequency tags that have been modified with a small photosensor. And the RF reader has a pocket projector going with it. So you have this hybrid communication, radio and optical, with the tags. And the tags respond saying, I'm the one with boxes, I'm the one with products about to expire, and the other ones are not about to expire. And the manager gets some immediate visual feedback, and he can leave notes for the employee. Now, the employee can be in a completely different position when he's retrieving those annotations. So how does this system work? And we really want to take RFID to RFIG, where the tags are transponders, not just for identity, but also for geometry. As you know, in a traditional RF tag, whether it's an active tag or a passive tag, the only communication between the reader and the tag is over the radio frequency channels. Now, if I add a photosensor to this tag, then I can suddenly start communicating with this tag with the optical channel, with light as well. And this is very similar to the photosensor you have on your TV. And you communicate with your TV with a remote control. The remote control has an infrared LED that's constantly sending codes to the photosensor on a TV. So we can have a communication with this tag similar to a remote control with a TV. But maybe we want to have a more sophisticated remote control. Instead of coding light only over time, maybe you can code light over time and space. And a good example of that is a projector. Projector is modulating time, modulating the light that's going out over space and time. When the light is present, it's binary one. When the light is absent, it's binary zero. And that's how the RFID system works. It has a notion of radio frequency modulation as well as modulation of light. And so the very first tags we built were these ugly tags with, you know, batteries and photosensors and RF transponders. But the new tags we have are just, you know, a credit card sized. They have all the radio elements, photosensors, and even space for batteries if it's going to be an active tag. And the pocket projector is also not a dream. It's already a product by Mitsubishi Electric. It's this small. It's instant on, instant off. It comes with a battery pack. So I can just snap it in, and I can just start projecting right away. Like that. So this is not a distant dream. It's a device that's already being marketed. And the goal is, how can we start using these other devices that are coming into the market and use them with sensors and RF devices like sensor-based RFIDs? So just to give you a very brief outline of how this optical communication works, it's basically a binary search in the optical domain. So let's say there is a photodiode in the field of view of the projector. The projector is going to send codes in the space. First, the right half is black and the left half is white. So right half is all zeros and left half is ones. And it's going to do this binary search to see in which part of the image the tag lies. And the tag, or multiple tags in parallel, are decoding the location or the column number of the projector that's illuminating this tag. So in this particular case, I project this pattern, the tag says I got a 1. Then I project the next pattern, and the tag says I got a 0. And then 1, a 0, and a 0. And that's equivalent to binary 20. So the tag knows that I was illuminated by column number 20 of the projector. And you do the same thing in y-axis to find its coordinate as well. So if you have a projector that's, let's say XGA, 1024 by 768, you might have to send 10 codes to find the x-coordinate and 10 codes to find the y-coordinates. But the beauty of this is, let's say the projector projects an image that's about 5 meters wide. You can find the location of this tag to a pixel accurate location. And so even if the projector is projecting a 5 meter wide image, your accuracy is 5 millimeters. And if you're closer, the accuracy is even better. And as projectors improve their resolution over time, you're going to improve this resolution as well. Now, it's debatable why one would need such high precision. But the point is, you can get this precision without any collision with any other tag, as opposed to systems that use time of flight or signal strength. So just to summarize how this works, in step one, the projector sends this light codes, optical codes, and each tag recovers its own X and Y location. And over radio frequency channels, each tag informs the RF reader which pixel of the projector hit this particular photosensor on the tag. And then when the projector and the RF reader system receives all these identifications and XY coordinates, all it does is it draws a circle, a disk, indicating what the particular state of the tag is. And in this case, the example is the projector might project a red spot to indicate these are the boxes that have products about to expire. So what are the advantages of adding this photosensor? I think it solves three key problems in RFID today. First of all, it finds location of the RF tags to a millimeter accuracy, which is very difficult to do with any other RF technology. Another key advantage is that you're able to selectively talk to some of the tags. So on the example on the left, the librarian can talk to the tags that are right in front of her. Only those tags that are within the beam of the projector will respond back. And on the right, two different employees can be using the RF reader at the same time without collision. And this notion of being able to find tags at a distance with high precision also allows you to avoid a radio frequency collision, because once you have found the tag, you can communicate to one tag at a time without any RF collision. And why photosensor as opposed to, say, adding an ultrasound sensor or a light emitting diode and other things that you can attach to an RF tag? Now, as you know, photosensors are extremely cheap. And in terms of size, a photosensor can be as small as just a few microns. And in fact, it's a silicon process. So if your tag is based on a silicon process, it's very easy to make a photosensor that goes along with your microchip. And same with power consumption. As opposed to adding, say, a light-emitting diode or any other sensor, photodiode is not going to consume any power. In fact, if you're smart about it, you might be able to receive some energy via the optical channel as well. And the key difference here from other systems is really this reverse detection. As opposed to the device transmitting its information to the reader, the device is always listening. And so there's no chirp that each tag is sending out. And so this is key in, say, military applications when you want to, you care about privacy and security. Somebody asked a question about can you start reading active tags by scanning vehicles that are going by a road. In this case, it's totally private and secure. If the tag doesn't get the light, the optical code it wants, it will never respond. At the same time, you cannot find the location of the tag if the light doesn't reach this tag either. Same with battery life. Because it's using a photo sensor, you can use a very efficient, you can use your battery very efficiently. And finally, I think the key advantage of this type of location finding is that you don't need a fixed installation. You don't need an array of antennas or huge antennas to locate this tag. I can use a handheld device and go and find things that I care about. And you know, line of sight, because we're dealing with light, is clearly a problem. This system is going to work only in those cases where you have a direct line of sight between the projector and the photosensor. But the photosensor doesn't have to be on the product. It can be few millimeters inside the product because light can still reach, permeate through through those particular channels. And I want to disagree with one of the speakers earlier about line of sight is a key benefit of traditional RFID, because if you can detect a tag at a large distance, although it requires line of sight, it's a big advantage. If you're going to put a barcode, you're not going to be able to read a barcode at over several meters. And same with cost. Adding any new sensor through an RF tag is going to increase the cost. But if you think about other solutions, they are even more expensive. So what are some other solutions that use this hybrid optical and radio frequency approach? If you think about solutions from Foci, and there are other companies as well, which put blinking LEDs, and they have cameras that are trying to locate blinking LEDs. One of the case studies is in locating new cars in the automotive industry. And the solution is to put blinking LEDs on the cars and cameras that try to track the LEDs. Now, you can invert this problem. You can put photosensors on the cars, which are very cheap and almost disposable, and put projectors in to track them down. And then there are solutions such as by Yoshikawa, where there's again a blinking LED, but in this case, you use a very short range, just 1.5 kilohertz frequency tags, and you have to physically move your reader very close to each of the RFID tag to be able to power the LED that's attached to the tag. So really, if by thinking in the opposite direction, instead of having a camera looking at a blinking LED or a human looking at a blinking LED, you are reducing the cost of the tag by simply attaching a photosensor and communicating it with a glorified remote control. What are some other applications? One cool application, because you can detect these tags at millimeter accuracy, is in surveillance. If you want to see if something was moved just by a few millimeters, you can detect that. Let's say I'm in a warehouse or some more critical facility. I come one evening and shine my projector, get the 2D coordinates of all the tags. And then I come back next week, and I go in a slightly different position and retrieve again all the 2D positions of these tags. If there is a rigid transform between these two sets of coordinates, then I know everything is fine. But if any one of the tags has moved, I'll be able to find a relative transformation. I may not have I don't have global coordinates, but I have local coordinates that I can compare and find out which boxes have been moved around. So in this case, you see that you can even get a visual feedback of which boxes have moved. In this case, the blue lines indicate which boxes have been moved between these two scenes. Let me skip this one. What about in transportation? Now, a key problem in monitoring remote rail tracks is finding if there is some kind of occluder, maybe a dangerous object. One solution for that is to simply sprinkle this RFID tags, maybe passive tags, every meter along the track, and have an infrared beamer that's either steered or fixed, that's beaming light, coded light, to this RFIG tags. If any of the tag responds saying, I'm not able to see, I'm not able to receive this coded light, it sends that information back to the central facility where a human observer can pinpoint where the problem is. And then maybe there's a surveillance camera. He can aim the surveillance camera to see if it's something serious he should be looking at. Again, factory automation, factory robots. Now, you can use a laser-guided procedure, you know, the same way a laser-guided bomb works and laser-guided robots work. You want to find an object which might be on a clutter. Maybe it's coming on a conveyor belt, but there is chaos on the conveyor belt, and the robot has to pick up a particular object. Now, this is very difficult to do with traditional computer vision applications where you have to do some kind of an object recognition. If you add RFID tags, you're going to simplify it. You're going to say, the thing I'm looking for is somewhere within this space. But unless you have a centimeter accurate or millimeter accurate location tracking system, you won't be able to actually pick that particular object. So here is the idea. What you have in this case is an installed projector, not a handheld mobile projector. It finds the object that you're interested in, and it simply beams a red temporarily coded pattern. And the camera that's attached to the arm of the robot simply homes in onto this code that's being emanating from the object it cares about. Some other applications. Visually pinpointing the object you care about is extremely useful. Maybe picking medicines in hospitals, sorting, routing, directing packages, even trying to improve positioning of products on assembly lines. Instead of using just beam cutters, you have very precise alignment of products that you care about. And there are several line of sight situations where this solution would be perfectly fine. As I mentioned earlier, new cars, or if you're in a yard, it's very easy to achieve, the centimeter accurate location. And as you know very well, Disney, for example, uses high power IR beams with their Pal Mickey product to locate children. So transmit information about where the children are. And you can do this in a very similar fashion. Infrared can be used even in broad daylight. In addition to that, because there is this line of sight requirement, this system can actually piggyback on traditional real-time location sensing systems. So maybe you have a system that gives you a location within a few meters, and then added photosensor gives you more accurate position. Now, I talked about maybe a pocket projector or a fixed projector, but there are several other configurations that are possible. Instead of using a projector, you might just use a sophisticated remote control, IR remote control, that has some encoding over space and time. So you may not get a visual feedback right away about it, but you'll be able to find where the location is. If you have installed projectors, let's say in an example, automotive example, where you want to find the global coordinate of a car, then that's possible as well if you have an installed setup. And then if you have mobile vehicles, maybe a forklift, you can install beamers on the forklifts and give visual feedback to the employee who's using that vehicle. As opposed to having this notion that the RF reader and the projector should be a single device. Maybe it doesn't have to be. There'll be some cases where you can co-locate them, and then you can achieve this precise location. But in some other cases, they may be completely separate. Maybe there are RF readers on shelves and mobile projectors in employees' hands. So the power for passive or semi-passive tags is being provided by the RF readers, which are installed on the shelf, but the location is coming from the optical channel from a mobile projector. So there are many choices in how you want to use the mobility of the RF readers and the projectors. So to summarize, we're really moving into a direction where instead of using RFID to simply read sensor data, the sensors themselves are assisting the RFID to do something more powerful. In this case, a photosensor is assisting the RFID to to transmit its location. And what I've shown is that by adding a photosensor to an RF tag, you can uniquely combine the features of radio frequency communication and optical communication. And then a projector can be used to find not just the location, but to give you an immediate visual feedback of where the project, the object of interest are. And by doing this combination of photosensors, projectors, RF readers, and radio frequency tags, you're able to find precise location, but geometry is more than just location. You can do very precise geometric queries, such as finding what has changed, what's the relationship between the readers and tags, what's the relationship between, what is the relationship, relative relationship between the tags themselves. And I truly believe this is a new opportunity for us because there is a whole world of geometric processing that hasn't meshed very well with the radio frequency world, because the location and geometry in the radio frequency world was never precise. But by bringing these two worlds together, geometry and radio frequency, we have some new opportunities. As I mentioned, there are several configurations that may be suitable to your applications. And we're exploring several specific implementation of this technology within Mitsubishi Electric, but you know, we are open for, as you can imagine, the lots of other possibilities when you combine geometry and radio frequency tags. So we are also looking for partnerships. And to conclude, you know, whether it's surveillance and robotics and image overlay, we feel that geometry is going to change the game, the way we use RFID. Whether you are in a warehouse, you are in a grocery store, or in a factory floor. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
It's time for a question or two for Ramesh.
Data.
Especially the UWB technology is coming up, and they can provide a resolution of like a few centimeters, and there is no line of sight requirements. How would this compare to UWB-based tags and RFID?
So I have yet to see UWB demos that provide that type of accuracy. But you know, RF world is going to progress, and it's going to give you, you know, today's UWB, tomorrow there might be some other way of finding radio frequency location. So it's a complementary technology for combining optical and radio channels. UWB might have issues where you must have battery on each tag. But if you have photosensor, you might be able to do this on a passive tag. So there are a lot of trade-offs that are possible when you use an optical tag. Same with range. UWB may have problems with range, but optical communication can happen over several hundreds of feet, maybe even a kilometer, and so on.
Great. Any more questions?
I have actually one question also. You know, if you spend that much effort on the projector, what about spending the effort on the barcode reader with zoom? I mean, what is the limit of what you can do there?
I mean, there are systems, you know, Symbol has built systems that can read barcodes at several meters, because that's their bread and butter business. But it's a losing proposition, because with barcodes, first of all, you need a finite area. So as you start packing more and more objects, you're going to start using more and more of your real estate for attaching the barcode. In addition to that, there are several wear and tear issues with barcodes. If you want to use it in factory automation, it might be quite difficult to use barcodes. Photosensors, you know, the similar advantages of RF tags or barcodes, electronic and reliability and so on, which this audience knows very well, you're just piggybacking on the RFID technology, but adding a photosensor to make it more robust.
Great. And one last question.
I'm just curious about the practicality of the handheld projector. I would think you'd need a fairly steady hand, because if you moved at all, you might get a different read than pertains to the actual data. Is that correct, or does it compensate somehow for people moving about, or objects moving about as you try to read them?
So that's a very good point. What about the shake of the projector, or a relative displacement between the tag and the projector? Now, as you may know, you can use cords, just like in RF world, you can use optical cords that are robust to noise. So in, for example, binary cords, gray-coded patterns have an ability where a minor displacement can be taken care of. In addition to that, just like binoculars and cameras, these pocket projectors are also likely to have some stabilization in them. So hand jitter, for example, will be compensated for using optical elements. And we have actually done that in our lab already. So the advantage of using gray cords, for example, is that the probability of error is proportional to the displacement. So if you displace by 1 centimeter, your error is not going to explode to 10 centimeters. Your error will also be 1 centimeter. So there's a lot of related work in coding, especially binary coding, in RF world as well as optical domain.
Great. Thank you very much.